Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening. I'm joined now on the line by Sarah, one of our listeners. Sarah, what is it that you want to talk about?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. A little bit nervous about bringing this.
Don't be worrying.
But
we have your back.
Good. I have made a mistake. I baptized my daughter a couple of years ago.
Okay.
During a time when it was still sort of important that your religion was recognized for admission to school.
Okay, yeah.
So it was a bit of a rush on it just to make sure that we had all opportunities for her to go to particular schools. But I feel like I'm living a lie and things have changed on that. You know, Richard Bruton has brought in
he's removed the baptism barrier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, I'm putting it out there to the public, if there is a way to release her from the church. You know, I signed her in. I'm her guardian, her parent. So I should have the right to take her out of something that I don't feel is right.
Okay.
I have done a bit of research. There was countmeout.ie, but the church changed the canon law in 2011 to suit themselves, I think, because there was such a rush on people who wanted to actually leave the church at that time.
Okay.
So, you know, they need to keep their figures up. I look into GDPR. There is Article 17 where you have the right to be erased or the right to be forgotten off any database.
Uh-huh.
But again, the church have come back and said that for historical reasons, they keep the names on record. Atheist.ie had notme.ie, but again, that was a form that you filled out, but I don't know how that's still connected. So I don't know. I'm putting it out there to see if anybody knows. Maybe
can you unbaptize your child, more or less?
Yeah, it's just about leaving, and like there is a recognition that you have left. And then the other thing is that when I do go to put her into whatever primary school or secondary school we choose, I mean, at what point? I have a form to fill out. I put down what she is. But if I don't fill out that she's Catholic, she becomes, you know, nothing in that particular category.
Yeah.
Is that school checking up against some other register somewhere with a church? I mean, nothing is connected on systems. So, you know, if we're not practicing, I don't believe we are part of it. I just feel that there are thousands of parents who are probably in the same situation, and adults as well, who want to just make sure that they've left, that it's recognized in some way. So it just feels like that they, the church, kind of make up the rules to suit themselves as everything changes with people around them.
Yeah. Can I ask you, why does it matter to you? Because, okay, she's been baptized, and I totally, I mean,
yep.
your family are one of the reasons they did away with the baptism barrier, because
yeah.
There was people becoming baptized who didn't particularly want to be, and then they were trying to get a place mm-hmm. in school, and they didn't feel they had any option if they wanted to get into a decent school in their locality other than this, and they felt coerced into doing it, and they weren't really comfortable. But considering that, unless you chose to, you never have to bring her to anything. You never have to make a communion or a confirmation, or those other sacraments never have to be kind of box ticked.
Yep.
Does it matter that she's baptized? Can you not just forget about it? Is it important to you in some way, Sarah, that you undo it?
I think so. I mean, when you leave any club or organization, you usually get a letter to say, we're sorry to see you leave. We hope you come back sometime. You know, am I living a lie on her behalf then every time my form comes up and I have to sign something and it says, you know, your religion, if I say nothing or atheist or whatever for her, is that right or wrong? You know, I mean, on the census, we put down whatever we want. So, you know, at what point is there truth or no truth? It just all seems a little bit hocus pocus to me. And I guess I'm still concerned about the schools, because I believe with, you know, I want her to go to the best school, whatever type
yeah.
of school that is in my locality at that time. So I have heard that one of the Protestant schools will take Protestants first because they're in a minority and they have the right.
Well, they still have a baptism barrier.
Yeah, because they're exactly, a minority. Yeah. Yeah, so they need to keep their own church going. Then second on their list is people with nothing. And then on the bottom of the list are Catholics. So
you feel your daughter could be a prejudicial thing here the other way for Church of Ireland schools?
I do, but I don't want to point any fingers or anything. That's just mothers talking, I guess. But, in the locality. But, we're not going to do any sacraments and we don't practice. I have absolute respect for all Catholics and all religions and have traveled extensively to religious places in my life and been exposed to everything in terms of that. But I just feel that I would like some way of just recognizing that I'm not living a lie for her or on my behalf living a lie.
Yeah.
And they can't keep changing the rule. And is it okay?
What about the people, and bear in mind, I'm just playing devil's advocate, what about the people who are texting and saying, but you were already living a lie because you baptised her and you didn't believe?
That is true, but we were doing it to get into the school systems, like thousands of
other people. And you didn't have very many options, in fairness to you.
We didn't have options, no. And that's, they have designed that, and that's what you get when you design a system that's not accurate.
Yeah. Lots of people getting involved, Sarah. Nobody so far coming up with an answer for you. Someone says, I'm currently considering baptising my daughter. I know I don't need to anymore, but she will end up going to a Catholic local school. Also, my mum and my parents-in-law would be disappointed if I don't. It's not important to me, but we probably will do it anyway. And this person is saying, am I a hypocrite? Is that hypocritical? Look, I don't think that we can judge what's hypocritical or not in this thing, because I think this is a funny emerging area where people don't know what to do. Someone else says, I'm an adult, but I would love to know how to get myself unbaptised. Or removed or reversed off the church register. Someone else says, "What? This is obvious. What happens if when she grows up, she wants to be baptized? Well,
she can choose that.
That's not difficult. Someone says, like this lady, I got my son baptized because of school. I won't bother trying to reverse, but he won't be making communions or anything like that.
Yeah.
And someone says, what about the mother's religion on forms? Is your religion put down on forms nowadays? I have no idea.
For school, when she was born, they will ask, but I had to kind of scrape my own out and just put nothing there, depends on the mood I'm in. I did speak to a humanist and I just asked them, when you go into the world of humanism, is there ever a point where you are asked to kind of formally let go of your previous religion? And it just never comes up. So it's almost like if nobody says anything, nobody cares.
Yeah.
So
is there a reason why you particularly want to be removed? Is it because you actually dislike the organizations or?
Yeah, that would be part of it. I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't say that was true. But I just want her to be a free spirit. I don't want her connected to anything. Let her make her own decisions when she's older.
Yeah.
And I just don't like opening up the newspaper anymore and seeing the different stories. And I know that type of behavior exists in all types of organizations and groups and whatever it may be. But, the last place you want to be is in a place where you're meant to live, a good life and be a good person. So it's just very hypocritical, the whole thing. And it just really bothers me the way they keep changing the way. There was a time when a child couldn't be baptized unless, parents were married. And there's just been so much that's changed over the years and they just suit themselves and make up their rules. I think in 2018, the United Nations Human Rights Act to freedom of religion was even turned down by the Holy See or the Holy Say, another organization within the church. But there's a lot of very detailed interpretation of language that they have very cleverly manipulated to suit themselves as well.
I would imagine that if somebody were to legally challenge this because of things, as you say, like GDPR, that if you no longer want to be a member of an organisation, including a religious organisation, that you should be allowed to dissociate yourself from them and no longer be registered on their books or those. You can probably never undo the fact that you baptised, but you should be able to withdraw. The idea of count me out, that should have some validity. And I know canon law, as you say, was changed, and I am inclined to agree with you as to why it was changed. But canon law doesn't supersede state law in the eyes of the state. It might in the eyes of the church, but in you know, you can, you, I'm sure there's a way around this. I imagine the reason nothing has been done is because of what this texter says. Someone says, can you not just forget about it, making something out of nothing, in my opinion. I imagine most people who kind of go, I did baptize my kids, I wasn't really thinking straight at the time, or I did it for family reasons, to please parents or mother-in-laws or whoever. I think I don't want to follow that tenant anymore. I imagine that most people just go, you know, shrug and move on without overthinking it. But you just feel more strongly.
I feel more strongly, and I guess I'm looking for a way for all of us that want to leave to leave. Like, you know, we're on their records forever, and they get to keep their stats up.
Here, loads of people are getting involved. Jackie has a very interesting text. She says, whenever I have been in hospital, they always ask, what religion are you? I say, I don't have a religion. I've none. Several times, this is nuts, the response has been, okay, I'll just put Church of England down. So what the hell? Or Church of Ireland down. So what? Poor old Church of Ireland. That is actually a religion, lads. But equally, why would you put that down? That's nuts. Someone else says, your listener is free to write non-practicing Christian. Baptism is a Christian thing. Your listener seems happy with Christianity. Are you a Christian? Are you an atheist? Or do you have a position that you know what it actually is?
I just feel that everybody's entitled to believe what they want to believe. I believe historically that there was a person called Jesus. You know, I would look at it from a more of a historian's.
Was he God? Was he a deity?
We won't even get into all of that. You are your own God within each of you.
So many gods within all of us. My goodness. Someone else says, your listener's thinking too hard. Just don't go on with the other sacraments. We are Christians and not baptised and no problem so far. And we're in a Catholic. We are Christians. We're not baptised and no problem so far. We're in a Catholic school. And somebody else says, if somebody is baptised, they cannot be unbaptised. That's just the rules. So I don't know. We'll throw it out there. I think it is a very interesting topic, and I'm inclined to agree with you, sir, that you should have the option to withdraw your support, your enrollment, should you choose to. We all should
it's
have
very
those.
Very vague, Kira. It's just very vague. The whole, it's very wishy washy and very vague. So.
Yeah. Someone else says, going forward, don't tick any such box on any such form, and when you are asked why not, say it is a private and personal matter. Well,
that's a good suggestion.
That's not a bad one at all. Look, thank you very much for talking to us. Delighted to throw that out to people. 53106. Can you actually still withdraw from the church in any true sense, or once they kind of sign you up, do they just keep you signed up, and do they just do that to annoy us? Because lots of people do want to leave. Lots of people did want to sign up to count me out, and lots of people over the course of their lives who had been baptized and maybe had done more than baptism, had done communions and confirmations and everything, became atheists as adults or became other religion as adults. Well, that's an interesting one. What if you become another religion? What if you convert to becoming a Jew, or convert to Islam, or convert to something else? You can't be simultaneously two things. What happens then? Let me know what you think. 53106. Once again, I don't know where we're going, but somebody will steer me clear. So by the time we come back from this break, all will be revealed.